Track 9, Rose Garden. The Rose Garden has existed here ever since Emilio Vassallo brought over 5,000 rose bushes from all over the world to grace the garden of his family estate. The garden was so exuberant that the first commandant of the National Intelligence Directorate, DINA, to occupy the villa, decided to maintain it and assigned barracks guards and even prisoners to care for the roses. The perfume of this rose garden is one of the memories that many Villa Grimaldi survivors share, but in different contexts. Some testimonies associated it to a sign of life in the middle of a repressive situation. Others remember that it was used for repression. Given that this element is so important for the collective memory, the Corporación Parque por la Paz Villa Grimaldi decided to recover the Rose Garden as a homage to the women who were arrested, made to disappear, or who were executed at Villa Grimaldi and other centers. The Rosas de Villa Grimaldi project was carried out by means of an open campaign launched by Parque por la Paz relatives and friends and was developed in three stages. The first consisted in planting rose bushes around the central fountain and is a homage to 36 women who were murdered or made to disappear from Villa Grimaldi. It was inaugurated on 8th March 2007, on International Women's Day. In a second stage, rose bushes were planted in memory of 102 women murdered or disappeared in the 1970s. The third is a homage to 53 women who were victims of state terrorism in the 80s. Each rosebush was donated and cared for by relatives and friends of the women whom they represent. This work commitment has created an active remembrance process for the relatives and friends of these women. At present, the Rose Garden is a memorial to each of these women who have a plaque with their name. A nameless plaque reminds us of unknown fellow prisoners. The inside of the original Villa Grimaldi fountain contains the verse, "We were all to be queens," by Gabriela Mistral, our Chilean Nobel Prize poet.